And right there it is. Let the dominoes fall. Rancid. Can you believe I used to not like him because of no reason at all? How lame. It's a great song from a great album. And Tim and Lars are like two of the nicest fucking people, man. All the guys are. I mean, Brandon, all of them are great guys. But, you know, yeah, Tim will welcome you into, you know, like right into his world, like no big deal. And I like that. I'm just the same way. It's like, come on in, man. Let's enjoy life together. And another one like that was the track before that, Texas Terry. Now, there's somebody that moved far, far away that I wish would come back. Most people, when they move far, far away, I'm glad that they are far, far away. But I really miss Terry. I had so many good times with that chick, like, whether it was just going to one of her shows or being on the same bill or recording with her. I mean, she's just so much fun, man. Terry, you hear this, I miss you. Fucking come back. Get the hell out of Berlin. They built a wall there, I heard. It's crazy, man. They divided the place. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. As you will notice, you know, I tossed around ideas for a title for my podcast, my radio station, whatever. I like calling it my station. I don't like the word podcast. It sounds like cloning babies or so. I don't know. It sounds weird, and the cussing thing too. But so I just call it my station. And I wanted a cool name. And so every day I would toss a name out. And last night I listened to the tracks that I had put in my last show, like yesterday afternoon. And it really was, you know, it went right back to what I've been about for the last 20 years, and that's 77 punk. And you know, I wanted it to be a nice little melting pot, and you know, and I'll play a lot of stuff, the glitter, the glam, the thrash, and all that. But the main focus here is 77 punk, because that's what's like. I mean, like, that's what's in everybody's heart. When I go to a punk show, like, everybody responds to stuff, but everybody responds to, you know, when the Sex Pistols gone. Everybody responds to the Ramones. Everybody responds. There's nobody out there going, well, I don't like, you know, the Sex Pistols, or I don't like the Ramones, or I don't like the Dead Boys, or, I don't like the. Those are that's the class that everybody came from, and so everybody has, that's where their heart's at, you know, when the dominoes fall, that's where we all come from, that's where our mother's vagina was, and it was, you know, Elvis died in 77, I have a funny story about that, but, you know, rock and roll died in 77, and punk rock was born, and, you know, like, the coolest guitar ever is the Gibson RD, and they made it in 1977 only. You know, there was the artist in 78, but that, you know, there's so many signs, like, that was, you know, what year my Thunderbird was, my favorite car that I ever had. This 77 Thunderbird was like this luxury car, and I put true spokes on it and slammed it to the ground. I really dug that car. So yeah. Anyway, enough jibber jabber. Let's rock. All right, we're back. And a couple of tracks there was, you know, Radio Birdman. And that one's off of a more recent album, not real recent, you know, probably 10, 12 years, but You know, it's not like most of the stuff that was from the 70s, but that's from an album, Zeno Beach. It's called We've Come So Far to Be Here Today. For those of you that haven't heard that track, that the rest of the album is super killer like that, too. And then after that, Midnight Oil, man. An awesome band from, like, way back when. And, like, when we went to... You know, when we went to a show, like after the show was over, if the shows got done early, we went to, there was a place in, it wasn't Reseda, but it was, like Chatsworth or something. It was called Phases or something. Yeah, Phases. And they would play like the new wave, like the 78, 77, 80, that new wave, and that's the stuff that was like that, and we'd go and we'd dance and pogo and stuff, and it was fucking fun, and that song brought that back for me, and it always does. So anyway, speaking of midnight, so I was talking about naming the show, and so I would, you know, every day I was coming up with a different title, and then, like I said, I listened to my last show that I had recorded, and it just had this, the vibe about it, of that, you know, the songs and the bands and everything were of that, the 77 brand of punk rock. And so, I love that song, Midnight Radio, that's from the Hedwig, soundtrack. And, so I like that, but I didn't want to say Midnight Radio. And I wanted to be able to throw the name around a couple of different ways, a shorter version or whatever. And I just came up with, Radio Midnight 77, and I think it sounds great. And I can say Radio 77, or I can say Midnight 77, or, and I made up a little, you know, little logo thing and dicked around with that for a while last night and put it together and put some cool colors in it. And you know what, man, I found something that sticks, and I love doing that. I love, like, not settling for the first thing I come up with, because, you know, God, you always come up with a better idea later, you know? It's kind of like asking a girl to marry you before you sleep with her, you know? It's like, and then all of a sudden you find out that she sucks in bed, or you have nothing in, you know, like, fuck, not F that, you know? And so, yeah, so I don't want to sleep with my station until I, you know, you get what I'm saying, man? Do you get what I'm saying? Anyway, yeah, that was a bunch of jibber jabber. Rosie, are you okay, sweetheart? You sleeping like that? Yeah, my Rosie Posey, my big fat cat. She's just laying on the bed. Yeah, she's my Rody Pody. That good cat. Way better than that ding. He's a troublemaker. But Rhodey's a good cat. Anyway, we're packed, and it's boxes everywhere. And the only thing that's still intact is my bed, because that'll be the last thing to get folded up, you know, like, and that's it, man. Out of here and into the new place. I'm super excited about that, and the sun popped out. It was starting to snow a little bit this morning. I was starting to stress out, but all good things happen to those that are good. Beethoven said, somebody that doesn't have a good heart can't make good soup. Was it something like that? It was something like only a pure heart can make good soup. And I get that, man. I don't eat hearts, but I dig soup. So, bam! I'm going to go off on a little tangent here with some really fun tracks. I don't know, these songs just popped into my head and took me back. Like, I think it was because I brought up Phases and going dancing and stuff, but Suburban Lawns and Janitors. And, of course, Germs with Manimal, but, and that's always great. But that other one, The Man They Love to Hate, The Stranglers, what a killer song. I'm going to find some other ones that are going to blow your mind. You'll remember them. You know who I'm talking to. You guys will definitely remember. Larry, if you're listening, you're going to crack up on this one. Well, there was a whole block of great, unusual songs. I hope I didn't push the bar too into the ghetto. Wow. Oh, you know, it's just one of those things. It's just a word, people. It's who says it and how they mean it. And, but I mean, gosh, that's pretty heavy. And I remember when that song came out and, they were playing it all over KROQ and, nobody was making a big deal out of it. And, but a lot's changed since then. So we'll see. I'll either be, you know, taken off the air or raised to the level of, you know, scumbag. Who gives a shit? Those of you that know me know what I mean and know where my heart is. But some great, interesting tracks in there, huh? TVOD. Love that. The normal. And there was another one in there that was really cool. Darn. Can't even think of it. Oh, my God. X. Yeah. I remember that. Like, I couldn't understand her on the live track of that. So I was going to play a live track, but I have a hard time understanding her sometimes. And I remember when I first saw X, it was right around that time, 1978. And I saw him with Top Jimmy and the Rhythm Pigs and the Blasters and at the Whiskey. And then, like, 2 weeks later, we saw him at the Starwood, the same lineup. And so, and now that I look back on it, I know that, you know, Dave and Phil Alvin were really good friends with John Doe and Billy Zoom. So, you know, that those were some, you know, pieces of information I didn't know back then. But I remember I remember seeing the Blasters and thinking, because I didn't know much about, like, rockabilly or that sort of thing. I was still, you know, I was a rocker, you know. I was barely, had just cut all my hair off. And, you know, and I, so I really didn't know what rockabilly was. When I heard rockabilly, I thought people were, I was like, oh, that's like Elvis or Jerry Lee Lewis or something, you know. But I remember thinking that those guys are fucking good guitar players. Dave and Phil Alvin, both of them, man, just ripping, like, just that chicken picking, noodling and stuff, just really great stuff. And then I remembered that Top Jimmy, same thing. And then the next time we saw them, it was Chris Spedding, and he had Buster Jones, Buster Jones on bass, and with X and the Blasters. So yeah, those were fun shows, man. I remember how much I loved it, that I was, you know, I was young, and I think the Whiskey was all ages, but I think it was kind of like the 18 and up, you know. There was a lot of weird shit going on in Hollywood at that time too. If you remember, we're talking the mid 70s. They had just gotten Manson off the streets just a couple years before that. We had the Hillside Strangler running around loose. It was just before Richard Ramirez and the Night Stalker show. I mean, this was gnarly times in Los Angeles, man. Like, people were really scared for friends when they drove. Like, if you had a girlfriend and she drove off alone to go home, like, you were scared. And for good reason. Those were some fucking gnarly people, man, running around doing some gnarly stuff. So, yeah, you know. And it's crazy because at the same time, it was same thing was going on the East Coast. What'd they have? They had Zodiac Killer, Son of Sam. It was crazy, crazy. The 70s were pretty. I think that LSD really did a number on people or something. But yeah, and a lot of great songs came out of that stuff too. And that kind of fear and that kind of anxiety that went with, you know, walking down an alley at night. You know, pretty gnarly stuff. But anyway, I'm going to play a couple of tracks and get out of here. I got some stuff to do and get ready. And hey, you know what? Smile, people. It might be the best thing you do all day.